from Tidbits on June 2nd, 2008. This is the audio version of Take Control News, Maximize Your .Mac Membership, written by Adam C. Angst. We've just released the second edition of Take Control of .Mac by Joe Kissel. When you think of Apple's .Mac service, what probably comes to mind is having a Mac.com email address or storing files on your iDisk. However, beyond those common uses, .Mac offers many other powerful features. Groups let you set up mailing lists and members-only websites. .Mac Sync helps you coordinate bookmarks, calendars, keychains, and more among your Macs. Mail lets you read your Mac.com account's email in a web browser. And Homepage lets you make a simple website. .Mac also integrates with the whizzy new photo movie web galleries in iLife 08 and Aperture 2, facilitates iCal-based calendar sharing, and serves as a default host for websites you make with iWeb. In the 193-page second edition of Take Control of .Mac, Joe explains all of .Mac's features, walking you through both getting started and going beyond the common features to get your money's worth from your $99.95 per year Mac.Mac subscription. The second edition has been completely revised to take into account .Mac-related changes due to Leopard and iLife 08. Of course, our timing is impeccable, what with rumors swirling about how Apple may be planning to rename .Mac to Mobile Me. See this post and its follow-up by Dimitri at Blogging Robots for more details. But there's nothing to do about it until we know more, which probably won't be until the keynote of Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference on June 9th. It wouldn't be at all surprising to see Apple add more iPhone integration with .Mac. With Apple's increasing focus on devices like the iPhone and iPod, the .Mac name may be heading the way of the service's previous moniker, iTools. Remember that? This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst. I'm actually not all that bothered by the name change and rumors that Apple will be changing .Mac significantly, because I think the people who are going to really benefit from the .Mac book are people who probably would not be changing what they do significantly for some time yet anyway.